September 24, 2022, it's a lot for Pedro show.
Say some comment about Sonny Rollins playing.
A comment on Sonny Rollins? Mm-hmm. Well, he's a wonderful instrumentalist and musician.
I see. Yeah. And did you see him last one?
He was at the Really Fan Guy, I forgot, just several months ago.
Several months ago.
Show. Happy Saturday. Well, not so happy because we lost Brother Pharoah Sanders this morning. Cross Equinox is in ascension. We started the show with John Coltrane talking to Kazuaki Sugimoto about Sonny Rollins in Tokyo in 1966. And then we had Liquid Pennies, brand new from them. Trick in the Wire, all one word, huh? And we got Brother Chaz. Where are you talking to me from, Chaz?
We're at Candor Recording Studio here in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa. Tampa. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that there's only one Tampa in the country. In the Ybor City, I think they got a cigar monument.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
3 miles from
I
it.
Used to play. You know, they'd come up and down. The clubs never lasted. But I remember playing some Tampa gigs. So tell me about this new record.
So we put it out in June. And we recorded it ourselves. This was something we started doing with, we brought in our new drummer man here, Christian's with me, here with Christian and Dylan.
Hey, Christian.
Hey, Watt, how are you?
Well, I just told fucking Chaz, so there's some lame shit, but I'm glad to be talking with you.
Yeah, man, yeah, we're stoked. But yeah, it was something we self-produced, recorded it at, my place, little studio, and yeah, it's a lot more songs than our past stuff, little shorter compositions, and it's kind of just a culmination of us playing shows kind of post-COVID, you know, it, pretty much right when we talked to you last. When
I don't know if it's post-COVID, but
yeah,
I mean, I think the shit's still blowing around, but yeah, we're the situation is intense. The big difference is the drummer man, right?
Yeah, yep. Yep, we got Christian, and then
you gotta tell me the story though. How'd he get in the band?
So, Christian used to play in a band that we gigged with called recreational states. Actually, they're still current. They're about to play Fest here in Gainesville. But
You said you were in Tampa.
Yeah.
You said here in Gainesville, but I thought you said earlier in the call that you're in Tampa.
Oh no, yeah. I just meant like he's gonna be playing here soon at the Fest in Gainesville. Yeah.
Yeah, but Gainesville ain't Tampa. In fact, I know this because Gainesville's where Mike Baghetta lives, and the Gators, right?
Yeah.
But, okay, look, I don't mean to bust your balls. Go on.
No, you're good. But yeah, so we, we were, I think, JJ, our previous drummer, was kind of not ready to start getting back into gigs, and we were wanting to kind of keep the ball rolling, so we kind of just, amicably did a little rotation in the lineup and started playing with Christian, and it's been awesome. It's just kind of, he kind of like just fit right in. And,
so you're saying you guys were bandmates in a former incarnation?
Well, we played shows with his.
Oh, you shared the bill. You shared the bill.
Yeah, correct. Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Shared the stage. Okay, I understand. Yeah, exactly. So you guys were kind of like, not band members, but part of the same kind of scene thing. And the original drummer, man, didn't want to play, so he's ready to play. Well, Christian, what happened to the band you left?
The singer for our band, Kate, she ended up getting sent back to England when she had turned 21. Because good old United States was not letting her have a work visa or a visitation. Well, she has a visitation visa now, but she's only allowed in the States for like 6 months out of the year. So when COVID happened and stuff, it just sort of put a damper on everything. And I formed a band out from
I think it was killing 1,400 people a day. Talk about a damper. You know, let me talk to you about your music journey. Because I've talked to Christian and the other cats. How did you get on drums? Let me ask you what I asked them. What's your earliest musical memory?
Ooh, well, my earliest musical memory was my first concert ever, which was Aaron Carter, surprisingly.
Okay. And in the pad you grew up in, was there musical instruments?
Not so much, unfortunately. I just sort of had like a rhythm, and my mom would set up like pots and pans.
I'm just wondering about the you were playing on the pots and pans. You know, Elvin Jones got started that way. Let me ask you this.
No,
were you in the school band or the choir or shit like that?
No, I had tried in high school to join up with the school band, but they were like, you need to know how to reach.
Yeah, well, fuck them. What was the first record you bought with your own money?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, no, I'm asking you, what was the first record you bought with your own money, please?
Oh, my goodness. The first actual vinyl?
No, it don't matter about the medium. You know, something that you spent your money on, MP3 or CD, I don't know, cassette, gramophone, whatever, cylinder. when you're a kid, you ain't got a lot of money, so I always ask that question.
That question, and I'm trying to think, I think one of the first CDs that I remember buying myself was Sum 41, actually, All Killer, No Filler.
Actually, it was the opposite.
That was a joke.
That was a bad joke.
No, exactly.
So after the Pots and Pan, when did you get your first drum set?
I got my first drum set when I was 13 years old.
And who was your drum hero? Who was your first drum hero?
Oh, my first drum hero... Aaron Gillespie, actually, from Under Oath.
Okay.
I really enjoyed how he would play and sort of seeing the sort of like the jazzier club like.
Sure. Did you take lessons?
I was taking lessons actually from like 13 to 15. I was taking just.
And what was the experience like?
The experience was good, but then again. It gets to a certain point when the teacher's like, he's not really wanting to apply himself, and I wasn't back then, but...
Okay, look, I'm going to play a bind.
Ako bih voljela sve da izmenim. Bilo šta neka se desi, makar i najgore. Samo da se iščupam iz dosade i mrtvila. Ne mogu ovako više.
Bye. much poetry in motion. You start one and one half rounded down. That's the road in gratitude he shows them. His hat, his crown. When airing out his farcical pipe organ, which everyone would never want to see. All his pets went searching for an opening through which to flee. 'Cause he's got birds in the pipe. Is free. In short red letters, bad news over yesterday. Bad news over More lightning rods, more pitting shots. Less wildfires, perhaps that discussion would please the trees. 'Cause he.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show that chunk of music. Start off with Liquid Petty, brand new, a bind. And then we had Cerner Zook with intro. Uket Dukat. Excuse my fucking up server creation, you know. Hutamji motif. And then Susie Analog, Jump Rope, Reprise, Hardest Road from the Hammered Hulls. That's brand new. Yal Bobby and Simon Grab with Eldorado. Drowse with Untrue and Headphones. Sawako and Kosei Komatsu with Rain Song. Bull Shannon. Baho. Yeah, that's a brand new band Chris Kelly's got here. Birth in the Pipe. Guided by Voices. Of course, Bob's got something new every other month. Bombas Printed, brand new, Chapped Ass. Afternoon Freak. Ah, this is me with Matt Motel and Danny Frankel. Yep, that with my hand. With that in my hand. Shiverboard with Secret of the Ooze. Angry Silence with Another Sunday Night. And finally, Liquid Pennies with Climbing to a Crawl. Is that all supposed to be one word?
Climbing to a crawl. No, it's separate words.
I asked you guys to give me the stuff because I can't. I'm getting better at reading minds, but you couldn't have the stuff. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll fix that on the playlist. Okay. So, tell me about the first fucking gig with Christian.
So, the first gig was, again, just kind of when everything was kind of opening back up, and we were just pumped about. I remember just going to see a local band here and being just so stoked about just hearing music. So I think we were all just so hyped for that. And we had kind of like Christian had entered the fold. We had this gig booked, and it was coming up in a couple months from when he first joined the band. And he dialed in our song so quick, and we were already sounding. It felt comfortable even going into that. And we played at a place here in St. Petersburg called the Benz. Where,
now you're here in St. Petersburg. You go from Tampa to Gainesville.
Yeah. Tampa, St. Petersburg. So,
no, the way you do your conversation, you go here. Like, because when I hear that, it sounds like in the moment. But in the moment, you're actually in Tampa, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, right across the bridge.
Oh, yeah. I know that. I think it's a causeway, actually, right?
Uh-huh. Yep. So...
Was it a success? Was the gig a success?
It was. It was great. Yeah, it was awesome. And,
beautiful. That's what I want to hear, because we just ran out of time. We're at the end of the first hour. September 24, 2022. Dishwap Peterson. Special guest, Chassie Christian from Liquid Pennies. Hold tight for hour two. September 24, 2022. It's second hour of Walk for Pedro show.
Thank you. Just for the sake of it, learn to love it. There is meaning in potential. I hope you make each other happy, but try not to favor one state over another. Just try and let it wash over you. Don't take sides. Thank you.
What for Pigo shall we start off the second hour with? Omnomnus. Now, those one-word-one things we don't have to worry about, huh? Liquid Pennies from brand new stuff. Ben Salter out of Tasmania with Halfway after Christopher Coleman. And then Hari Sima with Sumatra. Noisuka with Theme 1. And Hyperbolics. Well, you got a hyphen there, so help me out. Liquid Pennies. Okay. When you recorded the album, was it all in one batch or was it a tune at a time? Since it's at your pad, you got that luxury, right?
Yeah, so we did the guitar, bass, and drums kind of all at once. And then vocals, violin, some of the synth. We brought in on that song that you played, Hyperbolics, we brought in our friend Z that played saxophone, some cello, a lot of our friends around here. You know, and Zoe has kind of been an auxiliary member of our band since we've kind of gotten back into playing shows too. So she was almost like kind of an accompaniment on some of, definitely.
So what you're telling me is that you did a batch of basic tracks and then your buddies came in to like fill in.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. Just trying to add some more stuff and again, just have
okay, Christian, how would you say it was produced? Were you the producer, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Were you also the engineer, man?
Yeah.
Now, how'd you do that and work your instrument?
What's that?
How'd you do that and work your instrument?
Just jumping back and forth a lot.
Okay. Hitting that space ball.
So we're here in the studio today, and it's been really nice and different in that, like, our buddy Ryan's doing all that side of stuff, and it's a lot easier to stay in the moment.
But you know what? You know what? You got to do what you got to do, right? So I understand.
It's it's like cooking your own meal. There is something like satisfying about it.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. And also, you don't get to blame other people.
Right. Exactly.
No. I'll tell you, Christian, why I say that, because some people ask me, why does some of your projects have your name in it, and some don't? And I say, well, the ones with my name in it, I did all the stuff, so I want people to know who to blame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I will say we had our friend Jasmine did the mixing, like the final stuff, the mixing and mastering. That was something we outsourced on this one.
No,
so.
I think it's good because you get another perspective. In fact, yes. I've come to kind of believe that even the mastering should be a different person.
Agreed.
Yeah because what I mean? Perspectives. You know what Kibitzin is in chess?
No.
Well, it's like two guys have been playing for an hour or something, and the guy just walks over and says, hey, just move there. Because there's an insight from, you know, not being so involved, right? It's another perspective.
Oh, without a doubt. I feel like, you know, when I've mixed our first album, I mixed, and I found that, you know, I would be doing things just to make it interesting for myself because I'd be so bored of hearing the same thing. I would add things, not thinking about someone listening to the song for the first time.
Right.
And trying to self-entertain, so...
Right, look, this song is called Hyperbolics. Does this have anything to do with a Christian singer being from England, that you used England cuss word?
I don't know how, I feel like we were just kind of like messing around. I feel like that was just us like throwing, I feel like we were jamming one time, Christian, and it just.
Well, let's talk about that, the song process.
Yeah.
For this album.
So some of like, that song especially was one that we kind of were just jam. It was a jam one day in the garage, and we recorded it on a phone, and then we just decided to turn that into a song. So that was very...
That wasn't the actual recording. That was kind of a demo, right?
Right. That was like a demo, and then, you know, we decided to actually just turn it into an actual composition. But we pretty much wrote that whole song in the moment and then tried to kind of like encapsulate it, which is a different thing than, a lot of time it'll be a little bit more like thought out going into it, but really cool way to kind
of. Is there anywhere one person brought in a thing and then everybody jumped on that?
Yeah, I definitely have done that, you know, with some of our songs but they're.
No, we're talking about this record specifically. Go ahead. I lost you for a second there, Christian. Now continue what you were saying. Sorry, we had some technical problems, people. You know what? Maybe it's time to play a song. Let's do it.
journey and the bones of our journey and the fingers finger is to stop. The wheels keep turning and the bones are turning and the pavement's made for it to stop.
Bought for Pedro Show. That Chuck a Music Star album. Brand new Liquid Pennies. Angles. Seedman to the World after that with Brown. Mike Adams at his Honest Weight with Atmosphere. That's brand new. WL, Sam Locke Ward, and Bob Buckley Jr. out of Iowa with Fun Slide. And then finally, Liquid Pennies with Gold Mind. There's a D on the end there, people. So is there a thing where you have like a notebook of words or a sketches of or voice memos of licks?
Well, for lyrics, without a doubt, I'll write that stuff out. As far as
ahead of time, or do you write on demand? Like some dudes have a big old fucking library built up, so they can, after they get the music, they can pluck from that.
Sure, it's a little bit of both. You know, I have like, it's all upstairs though, most of that. Like, but I'll have riffs that, you know, when we're writing, that I'll pull and kind of use, you know, for parts from other songs that I feel like I'm not going to use, and incorporate those into compositions that we're kind of coming up with. And then other times I'll write kind of full things out, but usually not on paper. Usually the songs, besides lyrics I have to write down, because I'll change those up so much I got to like settle on something. But, you know, for the most part, it's stuff that I just kind of like, you know, have ideas for, and then from playing with these guys, we kind of like, you know, we'll put all of our input into it, and, you know, Dylan will come up with his bass lines, and Christian will come up with his beats and stuff, and try and keep it as like collaborative as possible.
Here's a kind of weird Watt-oriented question, but does the bass ever go first?
Actually, Hyperbolics, I think I kind of kicked that one off as the jam on bass. We've had a couple of those, but in kind of the Pennies writing process, Chaz just has such an interesting writing style that a lot of what I tend to write does not necessarily fit, you know, within Chaz's, like, guitar realm. Because I play bass in this band, but primarily guitar. So when I'm writing stuff, it just sounds like it's for another project, typically. So I kind of like coming behind Chaz with the bass and figuring out how to, you know, mash it in there well with the drums and just make that low end, glue it all together a little bit.
No, like when I was saying, Watt-oriented, you know, because I compose 99%.
Oh, yeah.
On the bass, right? And then I give the people, a lot of times I don't write the guitar parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just, what are you going to play to this, huh? What kind of drums are you going to play to this, huh?
Yeah, figure this out. That sounds like a tall order.
Some people really don't dig it. They say, some people say to me, hey, Watt, why didn't you write the song on fucking kick drum or cymbals? You know? But other people like Nels Klein, they like the lack, because the bass don't have a lot of harmonic information, right? But he likes the freedom of that. Voice the chords the way he wants. Yeah. So when do the titles come?
So titles can, again, that sometimes I just have some, like, you know, things kind of like.
No, when do
around.
They come? Do they come first or last?
Ooh, usually, almost always last. Yes.
Almost everybody on the show says that. And Watt always asks that because Watt needs a title first because I need some focus.
That'd be an interesting approach though. But sometimes, like, I'll have ideas for songs. Like, that'll be a good song name. And then the song comes. I'm like, okay, that's the song for that song name. But the song wasn't written based on the
You keep things loose enough so they can be revised, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yo, without a doubt. Yeah.
That's smart. You know, it's still clay, right? Why it's on the wheel spinning there while your fingers are all forming it.
Right. Yeah, for better or worse, you know, I'm trying to be a little bit more concise with it, but, you know, it's fun to mold the clay.
Now, with the editing process, is it by committee or is it man alone?
Committee. Yeah, okay. I would say,
But, man, we should put that C part where the F part is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I like to try and be as open as possible with that stuff too, especially rhythmically. And that's kind of the magic, you know, it's like, you'll have an idea and then once you put it through the filter of the band, and even someone like Christian who brings a different style, it's definitely influenced the way that we're playing and writing music with that end goal in mind, and kind of accentuating his, you know, I'd say Christian's got this, just these intricate bell work and a lot of arm stuff, and less like kick heavy, like rock kind of stuff that we were kind of doing before. So it definitely is like influenced me in my songwriting.
There's some evolution going on.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Look, we're at the end of the second hour, September 24, 2022. Dish Wap Pedos, a special guest, Chaz and Christian from Liquid Pennies. Hold tight for hour three. September 24th, 2022. It's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro show.
morning, Terry pages out of chapters. I don't like the looks of this one. It's mine, it's mine. Next in line to be uprooted. Rush that fleeting satisfaction. Wait for it to grow back next year. It's fine, it's fine.
Was die Mode streng geteilt. dein sanfter Flügel weit, Freude schlägt der Funke, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir betreten Feuertrunken, himmlischen, dein Heiligtum. Deine Zauber binden wieder, was die Mode streng geteilt. Alle Menschen werden Brüder, wo dein sanfter Flügel weilt.
off for our show. We start off the third. By the way, ain't just Chaz and Christian people. There's Dylan there too, and similar voices, and a stupid motherfucker running the show. So excuse me. I started the third hour off with Liquid Pennies doing. This is one of these one word that ain't one word. Secret Stash.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to fix that playlist. Then we had Thurston Moore and John Maloney doing Full Bleed. Midwestern Medicine off their new record, Only the Country. Kim Bowman and Keir out of Berlin with Hydra. And finally, Liquid Pennies with Help me with this, guys. You guys wrote it.
This one doesn't have any spaces. It's Hyperboreangles.
Okay. Hyperboreangles. Okay, I got to write a note there. Don't fix this one, Watt. It's already fixed. Okay. Don't fix. Okay.
That one's super weird on purpose.
Yeah, but you know what? What about space? Are you into space? Because I was born in 57, Sputnik, and Space Race was really big as I was a boy, and it had an incredible influence on me.
Oh yeah, I mean we're pretty close to the source here with a lot of the launches too.
The other coast, right? The other coast. Oh, in fact, one time I did play Melbourne. In fact, we conked at the brother Jaco Pastorius, Michael's Pastorius. Yeah, he was a poet and accountant in the daytime, but he was a poet at nighttime. It's an interesting experience. Yeah, interesting. So, you got tours planned?
We are hoping to get out on the road this coming year. It's something we're kind of ready to do. We've got Christian brought the Ford Econoline van into the fold, so we're like ready to do it, man.
What kind? What year? What model? Yeah, there's 150s, 250s, 350s.
Yeah, it's small. It's a 150.
Oh, quarter ton. Yeah. Those ain't really good for a full band, man. The suspension's too, and the motor. What's it got? A straight six or?
It's a straight six, yeah.
Yeah. See, those are more of a city, urban kind of thing. Not really a freeway flyer, but be safe, please. What year?
Be well, yeah. Absolutely.
What year?
Oh, 2003.
Okay. I got 2005 E350, and it's got a V10 Triton, 6.8 liter. Yeah, I've never been all the way to the floor with the accelerator, this motherfucker. But then also 350's got the one ton, you know. But what you don't want to skimp on is tires and brakes. You know, the other shit breaks, at least you just stop. The other shit, you get killed way easier. So don't skimp on that shit. And in fact, you know, the Screaming Trees was in a bad wreck in Florida. These guys were doing I think it was a 100. It was even smaller. And you know how big those couple of the guys in that van was, and they didn't even have a bench seat in the back. They were using just a couch that was just loose. Yeah, so Mark Lanigan got his back broke. We lost Mark Lanigan, right, a few months ago. Great singer, man. I took Screaming Trees on the first two tours. It wasn't this tour, though, that I'm talking about. So, what kind of tours? Is it going to be like big clockwise around the U.S.?
We're thinking of going up like East Coast, South, you know, kind of stay.
Well, because you said beginning of the year, and I'm thinking beginning of the year in the Northeast, that's going to be winter, man.
Yeah, we're probably going to go up super high up with it, but, you know, we've got a lot of places around, you know, Atlanta, you know, Tennessee and stuff.
What about Gulf?
You say the Gulf?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I-10. Awesome. You know, I-10 goes from Jacksonville to Santa Monica. That's a big fucking road.
I love that drive. Yeah, that's
right. Cool. If you want to get to California, you go to Jacksonville, make a left. You guys. You would probably go to Tallahassee.
Yeah.
And then
funny enough, that's where we did a little mini tour with Christian's old band Rec States. That's where we kind of hit. We did Tallahassee and kind of circled back to Orlando.
But you could keep going. Mobile and Biloxi and New Orleans and Houston and Austin, you know, just
Austin, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. Well, there you got to switch to I-20 and stuff. But so it's just going to be a little guy, though. It ain't going to be a two-monther or like a Black Flag four-monther.
Funny enough, yeah,
Yeah, it's probably a short thing, but Ryan's got Get in the Van here. I was just flipping through that yesterday. And
like, yeah, Hank wanted to kill me at one point.
Oh, my God. I could not.
And he's a beautiful man. He has got a radio show here in SoCal now, and he's just big on the spoken word thing. He said about music, he said the toothpaste ran out of the tube.
Oh,
I'm going to play Wise Time.
gets wet.
Thank you.
last music for this edition. Started off Wise Time, Liquid Pennies. Then Senor Salty Balls with Bob. Kiwi Jr. out of Canada with The Sound of Music. Ratchet Orchestra out of Canada with Winnow. It's kind of fish, people. And then Liquid Pennies with Timber. But I guess
Timber Tamber.
Well, this one says Timber. And it's all one word, so I got to fix that. Okay, thank you for correction. I was in Florida in, I think it was May or June, Daytona Beach, helping the Portal for Pyro guys out. Timber Tamber.
Okay. That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, because the situation, and I was glad to do it. We played actually in the infield of the racetrack. And I got to tell you, that track has got some bank on its fucking corners.
I've camped in the middle for NASCAR races growing up.
Oh, okay, you know. Okay, you know. And, yeah. So, but I can't wait to get back and play your parts again. Do you have plans to get to California this far west all the way, do an I-5 tour?
If you'll have us, we'll do it.
Now, you know how when you get done with the record, oh, wow, all that work, we're fighting. But then you start thinking of the next one. Is it that way with you guys?
Instantly, I think. After we were done with this one, we were ready to kind of jump back to it. And, you know,
And I know this is thinking ahead, but how do you think it's going to be different? Well, first, it won't be a cherry record for drummer man, Christian, man.
Sure. Yeah, we...
So second time around, a kind of different feel, right?
Right, without a doubt. Like, you know, we actually are tracking today.
Oh, really? You're already working on the next record. All right.
Oh, we're in the studio right now. We track four
songs.
No,
I thought you were in the record just to do the show. You're in there to fucking play. Okay.
No, we're playing. Yeah, we've been tracking all morning. And, but speaking of that, yeah, we're, it's going to be a lot more kind of like, trimmed down. I don't want to say trimmed down. It's very like
a little more concise staccato, like not as spacey, just a little bit hits harder, fast, but you know, good grooves and lots of changes.
You think more distilled.
Yeah. Like I have like,
or like when, you know, Watt does his own cooking and stuff. And I found out with making gravies, you don't have to add fucking flour and all that short, you know, whatever. You can just put the water, the filtered water in there, and then you boil it up and cook it down, and all the flavors come up.
Right? Yeah, kind of getting to the real, like, source, the core of the thing. And you know, it's kind of a different approach to us because we've done kind of these, like, languid, you know, psychedelic long songs. We're trying to be a little bit, you know, nods to like prog rock and kind of trippier stuff and violin with the violin when we were doing that stuff with Zoe.
Yeah.
It was very like textural. And, so I think we're kind of trying to get more into like some angular, some sharp stuff and some, you know, like just having a little bit, just switching it up, trying something different.
Do you know this album called Pink Flag by Wire?
Oh yeah.
It's not going to be that format, is it?
No, I wouldn't say quite. We're going to do more than a couple chords, with all due respect.
No, but some of them songs are like 38, 30 seconds. That's where the Minutemen get the idea for the little songs. It was that record. Yeah. Also,
like
there's a
that.
Great German song called "We What We Do Is Secret."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it starts with Don Bull's kick drum. So I can't wait to hear it. I cannot wait to hear it, truly. And especially if you're going to be adventurous and try another. Because I dug this big time. I dug the stuff before. I'm really interested. I'm glad to hear you ain't into Rerunville. So when you
exactly.
get it done, when you get it done, will you come back on the show?
We would love to, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys got your own website?
We have slacked on that, and every time...
Okay, maybe next time.
I think just, about you.
Just let me know. I know, I said it's like having your own fucking...
We're on all the social medias, though.
Yeah, I know, all the corporate telephone poles. You can sprinkle up your fires. That's all right. But you got to have your own fans here, too.
You promised to have a website next show, Watt.
Okay, but I really want to have you aboard again. So please, Dylan, Christian, Chaz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Been a pleasure. Thank you. Honored.
People, it's been September 24, 2022, at Dishwap Peter Show. Keep your powder dry.